The Gospel Spotlight welcomes Ruth LaAntra. Ruth, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's just a blessing. I guess things are sort of exciting for you these days. Is things moving in a fast pace?
Yes, things are very exciting. God is really moving on my behalf, and I'm very humbled by everything.
So I guess you can say you can count it all joy.
Yes, yeah, of course, most definitely.
Let's talk about Count It All Joy, because that has catapulted you into the national spotlight.
Yes.
What's up with Count It All Joy?
Well, Count It All Joy is a song that my producer, Bubby Fan, out of New Jersey, he's also a Dark Child gospel artist, he wrote it, and another guy named Stephen Tart, he's also out of New Jersey, and they wrote Count It All Joy, and it's been hitting radio nationwide, and everybody's been telling me how much it's been blessing them. Each and every day I get something on Facebook or Instagram or a text message to my phone telling me how much Count It All Joy has been ministering to their life. So it's really a blessing, and it's Count It All Joy is just telling people not to worry about your current situation, not to look at what you're in right now, but don't worry about nothing because everything is in God's hands. And smile, always keep a smile on your face, and don't worry, be happy, and remember to count it all joy.
Being from North Carolina, did you ever think that you would hit the spotlight like you have?
Wow. It was always a dream of mine, and I'm a woman of faith, so I always said the people I've seen on TV, that could be me, or the people I've seen winning awards, that could be me, or the people just not even doing the materialistic things, but reaching lost souls and ministering to young people as well as the older people, and just going out and reaching who God wants me to reach. So I can say, yeah, I've seen it coming my way, and it's everybody was telling me as I was growing up, but you're going to be somebody. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go right along with you. I receive everything you're telling me. So, yeah, I can kind of say I was looking forward to it.
Our guest is Ruth LaAntra. Ruth, how important is your ministry in ministering to young people?
It is very important. I see a lot of young people around my way losing their lives so early. It used to be they say the old people are dying, but no, it's the younger people that's losing their lives so early right now, and they're losing their lives and not ready to go. So it's very important for me as a young person, I'm 21 years old, to go out and reach other young people, because it's so much happening in the world, and the devil is busy. He's seeking around like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. So it's very important that I live a life that's so pleasing to God that I ask God to shine a light down from heaven down on my soul so that I can be a light to someone else's life. I can change someone else's life with the help of Christ. So it's very important for me, and also I love young people because I'm also young myself. So anytime I can reach another young person, then I'm doing something good.
Being a young person, you're 21.
Yes.
How would you describe a day in the life of Ruth LaAntra?
Well, a day when I'm not on the road or doing things with music, I am at home practicing. I'm chilling with my little nieces. I'm chilling with my family. I work out every day. I go hang out at the barbershop where my cousin, he does my eyebrows, so I go hang with him a little bit. And I'm just really laid back when I'm not on the road and doing music. So that's the life of me. I love shopping. I love getting my nails done, get my hair done, and all of that stuff. So,
so you are a real young person.
I am. I really am. When I go on the road, I'm still the same person that I am at home.
Okay. Ruth, what can we expect from the upcoming album?
The upcoming album, which is entitled So Good, it will be released 11/12/13, November the 12th. We just received the early copies last night. The FedEx person was outside about 9 o'clock at night. I was like, what are they doing out here? And the CDs came to the door, and we were very excited. We listened to it. Everything is good. You're going to expect it's praise and worship, it's contemporary gospel, it's a little bit of everything for each person that's in the world. It can touch people and relate to people in their current situations now.
Being a praise and worship leader, how do you get yourself ready to go before the crowd, to get them lifted up, and to get them in the spirit?
Well, I would say with that, it starts with my relationship at home. Every night I'm on my knees praying and seeking God and in his face. And when I get ready to go on stage, I don't really do that much talking to people. I'm very to myself. I pray and ask God to have his way. Then once I get on the stage, it's just me and him. It's people in the audience, but I don't look at them, and everything is just between me and God. It's like my personal time with him, and I allow the people into that personal time with me. So it brings us into a worshipy atmosphere. So that's how I prepare myself when I get ready to go on stage.